Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time for Squatting Bear.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Of course. In case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Good, and you, man?
Great, man. So, we are halfway through 2021, all the way to 2022, so we only have 6 months left.
We
gotta make this 6 months count, and there's a lot of stuff that's gonna happen in the 6 months. Yeah.
Why are we calling the show Upcomings?
We're calling the show The Upcoming. So we're going to tell you the stuff that's going to happen in during the end of the year into the beginning of next year, 2022. Yep. And I think very, very soon, I think in the next 2 years, there's a FIFA World Cup that's going to happen in Qatar. The FIFA World Cup. It's going to happen in Qatar this time, so we're just waiting for that. The qualifiers are not happening yet, so they're just waiting for some arrangements. And we're going to speak about a little bit about rugby. So we haven't spoke about rugby for a very long time.
Definitely.
You get what I'm saying? So we're going to tap more into rugby because I feel like we tapped into the UFC so much now, UFC and boxing and a little bit of soccer. And we're going to tap into rugby. Today, what is happening in rugby? But it's going to be bad news for some people, for the Lions. I'm not going to mention what it is, but it's going to be some bad
news.
There's a bit of bad news there, and we're going to mention some stuff about the Springboks as well, the stuff that's happened in there. And the days
we have to give them one of the big fights, guys.
Yes,
that's the only fight we're gonna be talking.
The only fight we're gonna be talking about.
Big fight.
It's really, really big.
We've been talking about it. This is big. This is what makes you cringe. You know what I'm saying?
So this is the fight
you might wanna stay and actually listen. What is it about?
What is it about? So I'm not gonna get. We're not gonna give you what the fight is about. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. Straight up. So after this, we're gonna tap into rugby, and we're gonna tap into the biggest fight that's going to happen towards the end of this month. Radio has never been better.
This is Anton Kruger from Kahara River Lodge, and you are listening to Active FM.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. Of course. Now, the fight that's happening, obviously it's Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. So a lot of people are predicting that, even on Instagram, a lot of people are predicting that Wilder is going to win this one because he has been training.
Not that one. Speaking about UFC, bro.
Oh, we're gonna speak about UFC.
No, I think they know what's happening. Sorry, guys. If you missed out on that fight that Marcus just told you about, we gave you updates on that fight.
That fight is going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. But
talking about a big fight.
For you, this is big.
I'm guessing I said it wrong, guys, because even the boxing, that's
like, that's big. But this one.
Big, you know what I'm saying? I think that's why. But this one is also big.
Okay. So you mentioned.
It's your champions. Yeah, it's your two champions clashing. So.
Jones.
It's a big one. Jones is a,
Jones versus Ngannou. Oh, that's a big one.
African versus American.
But a lot of people are saying to Jones that he shouldn't fight Ngannou because he's too powerful.
Definitely.
We've been waiting for this fight for very long now.
Ngannou's been training. I'm not saying Jones is not like, like I've been saying with Anthony Joshua. With Jones, I don't know.
Yeah.
He probably has been training, but hey.
But hey, look, I would say he's training more than Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
No, that's what I've seen. So that's why we're saying this is going to be one of the biggest fights because Joshua Not Joshua Jones is actually moving to heavyweight because he was in light heavyweight before, and he had to relinquish his title, and Błachowicz has the title right now. So I don't wanna lie, someone needs to beat Błachowicz because
please.
Oh,
someone that we haven't been talking about. Sorry, I know I said we're not going.
Oh yeah.
The UFC.
But
hey, he's a guy that only lost one match, and it's been a while since I haven't heard from him.
Oh okay, who's this guy?
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
Drum roll.
Huh?
Drum roll. Stipe.
Oh, Stipe!
Guys, what happened to
you? Oh, Stipe. Stipe. Thank you for mentioning Stipe. Like, what happened to Stipe?
What happened to Stipe, guys?
So, ever since he lost against... Francis Ngannou.
He's been bad.
He's been hiding himself.
Maybe we not seeing him. Okay, let's put it like that.
Maybe we are not seeing him.
But I haven't heard a lot from Stipe. Well, he is old, true. But hey, I'd like to see
Stipe. I'd love to see Stipe again. You get what I'm saying?
That's a guy that beat
Cronwell.
He beat Ngannou before. Even Ngannou beat him.
But he beat Ngannou before. And Cronwell as well.
And Cormier. He beat.
Yes, Cormier. Yes, that's the name. Cormier had two belts. Two. Come on. But look, where is Stipe?
I say anything Stipe wants, guys. If he wants any match,
please,
Ghana, you give it to him.
Please, we want to see Stipe again. I mean, I understand it's a loss. He lost his titles, but I think he's recovering. Oh, he's not taking the L very... Look, he's taking the L very well, but... I don't know.
I think one thing also we need to remember about Stipe is that he's a family man. You know?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he is.
Definitely. He's a man with his family.
The girl I've there, the lady I've haven't seen fighting, there are two ladies. First is Amanda Nunes. Second is Valentina Shevchenko.
Amanda's still enjoying his Amanda.
Okay, Amanda's still enjoying.
I mean, he's a goat. You know what I'm saying?
She's a goat. No lie.
They have to call her out. So, I think the girls, you know... I don't know, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think, obviously, girls and guys are different.
Okay.
But
you think with the girls, they need to be
guys are hard headed.
Yeah.
Why am I saying that a guy?
Yeah.
So, e.g.,
okay,
a guy like in the UFC, Verotti, the guy that lost to Israel Adesanya.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. He wanted a second fight.
Yeah.
To be beaten again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So guys don't listen, even though they got beaten.
They said, nah.
I think girls, they still have that also in the UFC to say, hey, this girl beat me. I don't.
Exactly. Yes.
So there's the difference.
Yes.
So
yes.
In the girls' division, they know that Amanda is the goal.
She is there. They know that.
I mean, there's good fighters, girls, but no one's called her out. And it's not like they're not noticing her. They know it.
They know her.
I mean, in your UFC, we know that. Ngannou is dangerous, but guess what? Guys still call him out.
Exactly.
You get called out. You got beaten last time and you're calling the same guy. You know what I'm saying? That's guys for you. With girls.
I really think it's a different story for girls. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You get what I'm saying?
I can say about them. They take a L.
So with regard, before we move to another topic, with regards to Ngannou versus John Jones, they're still organizing a date for that. Please, Donna, please let it be sooner. Please, if you're listening to the show right now, please let it be sooner. Please. But anyway, let's chat more about rugby though. So let's chat more about the Springboks. So before we go into the sad part, the Springboks was supposed to play against the British or the Irish, if I'm not mistaken.
Last week, Saturday, on the 11th of... Yes. No, on the 10th. Yeah. On the 10th of July, they were supposed to be playing. I think it's the British-Irish Lions. Hey, for those of you who watch rugby, you know whenever the British-Irish Lions play, whenever it's going to be a war, you know those guys never. If they lose, it. I mean, even New Zealand knows those.
Even New Zealand.
You know, I mean, they play well. I mean,
wait.
I don't know. I think they still have a match coming.
Oh no!
We'll keep you updated with that. So far, South Africa was supposed to play the British Irish I don't know. I think the Bulls were supposed to be playing Georgia or something.
Oh, Bulls were supposed
but,
to be, yeah,
yeah. Obviously, all of those teams I just mentioned, guys, tested positive.
For COVID-19.
I don't know how, but yes. But the good news is none of the British Irish Lions players
were tested positive.
So that for me was, yeah. So they're continuing, since South Africa is not playing, they didn't play them, they got to play the Sharks.
But apparently there's a guy from the Sharks that went to that recently went to the Springboks. I don't know.
Yes, I forgot his name also. He's very good.
Yeah.
He's from the Sharks, yes.
Obviously.
He scored a try against Georgia. That was our first win in the rugby union.
Are you serious?
Against Georgia, and it was still 0-0. It was a tough match, and then he sprinted his way through the
That's good.
Line. So, hey, big ups to South Africa, you know what I'm saying?
But let's speak about the British, or should I say the Irish Lions.
British-Irish
Lions. But you have seen them, the way they play, you're like, okay.
Bro, even South Africa in their previous tests, I thought South Africa used to beef with Wales, right?
Okay.
As in, you know, when players now, it's no longer about rugby, it's about strength now, when they're just bumping each other.
Yeah.
You know, South Africa's biggest rival is the Irish boys. I don't know now.
Yeah.
But I remember when the Skulk Burgers, your Smith, were still playing. I promise it was crazy that time. Cause
really?
The way they would tackle each other. You could see this. Mm. No, man, this is more than a fight. You know,
this is interesting.
Rugby,
yeah.
So they were both rivals. I think South Africa's biggest rival was the Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, still is because they're playing good. Because 2 weeks ago, they beat the Lions badly. You know what I'm saying?
Seriously?
They beat them 40 something.
It was
a long runner. That's what I thought also. But that's not bad.
Yeah.
There's a team also that was beaten by New Zealand 100 and something.
Are you
so
serious?
So now that's bad. That just shows New Zealand was just scoring from the beginning of the match.
Yeah.
So guys, just watch out for the reunion rugby. It's crazy.
But look, I'm going to just say this. I feel like we're giving New Zealand too much attention. We already know about New Zealand. Mm-hmm. That, okay, these guys.
Hey, I can't wait to watch the British play New Zealand. You know what I'm saying?
Because the British, they're good. No lie.
Yeah, that will definitely be a tough match for the British.
Yeah, but look, I have to watch this match. The British are Irish. Because it sounds to me they're very good.
They are.
They trash people.
I don't. I don't know. I think it's a mixture of British
and Irish on the same team.
But whatever they did there, if it is a mixture, they freaking good. That's all I can say about it.
So anyway, with regards to these teams in rugby, it's very, very interesting. I'll be honest with you. I've never watched rugby in a long time, but when I watch this, there are these teams, but there's one team that I've never seen them even qualify for one team. It's the USA.
Speaking about the USA, do you know Zimbabwe recently qualified earlier in the...
Wait, what?
In the right, and they were very good in the sevens, by the way. Zimbabwe is in the sevens, guys.
Wait, what?
And they freaking strong and they good. So
wait, Zimbabwe? They're actually qualified for the sevens?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There was changes since Mugabe left the country. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not saying it in a bad way, but
I get you.
Zimbabwe
now
has a rugby team, you know. Maybe they had, yes,
because they were saying that, you know what, I'm just saying what this other person said, but they said a lot of Zimbabwe players are very skinny, but they're strong. That's what I'm hearing.
Definitely.
They're very skinny, but they're strong.
Not all of them are skinny.
Not all of them, though,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not all of them are skinny, yes. But speaking about the Lions, though, I heard they lost. that's the bad news I was mentioning.
They
lost
to the original Lions.
Oh no! Wait. Let me get this right. The original Lions versus which Lions now?
No, it's just the Lions. You know the Lions, our Lions, South African Lions,
And
the British Irish Lions.
So we lost against the British Irish Lions.
Yep.
Damn, that's bad. now that's really bad, man. But look, But one of the people said the reason why they lost is because they have young players there. Yeah.
Well, they're new in the game. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not your regulars. You know, each team, every team has their regular players.
Exactly.
Those ones are not the players you know that you can say if we had.
We had this player, yeah. But I think we're talking about the guys that are new in the game.
Yeah.
They're new in the game, so they don't know nothing. They're just going for the first time saying, okay, what is this? What is this team that's stretching us like this, man?
They're experimenting.
Do you really think they experiment? No, man. I mean, I really think they should take the old players back and bring them back and say, okay, look, guys, I know these guys are new in the game. So if we put these with these big guys that are so experienced, it's like putting, let's say, it's like putting Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson. I mean, I'm sorry to mention boxing, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
It sounds bad.
I'm like, you can already predict that, okay, here, you know who's going to lose. If this one wins, it's going to be a big shock now.
Definitely.
You get what I'm saying? So it's just a thing to say that, okay, they new in the game. They are so, so new in the game. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, what's happening in America, fans are returning. They're going to put more fans now in stadiums now. So it looks like everything's back to normal in the US with regards to fans and all that stuff. Obviously, there's COVID regulations and all that stuff. So obviously with boxing, it's going to be packed.
Definitely.
I'm
happy. You know, I wish. If I had to go stay in the US at this time, I would be happy. Because they're no longer in lockdown. You know?
They're no longer in lockdown.
That's just the reason that I would go in.
So I'm sorry to mention boxing now, but I know we mentioned that Anthony Joshua hasn't been training and all that stuff, but we advise Anthony Joshua that he should watch this fight that's coming up because, you know, Dante Wilder...
He's been giving his comments. I saw him a lot.
Are you serious? Okay.
Yeah, he does comment about the fight. You know what I mean?
No, he does comment. Yeah. But he needs to watch this fight and he needs to prepare that, okay, whoever wins this one is coming for all my titles.
Remember, they were talking about a trilogy.
The trilogy, yes.
Yeah, just Tyson Fury said it's just a bluff. That will never happen. I don't know why he said it, but he sounded very confident about it.
He said
he would have loved it, a trilogy, Dante Wilder, Tyson Fury, and Anthony Joshua. He would have loved it.
Oh, no. But look, apparently the boxing can only happen between two people. If there was a trilogy, I think it would cause a lot of... I wouldn't say it would make a lot of money, but people say now this is one of the biggest fights yet. Yeah. But I think... Whoever wins this match, the match that's going to come afterwards, it's going to be a biggest match.
Definitely.
Because you have all the titles on the line. All the heavyweight titles on the line on that night.
I agree with you on that one.
You get what I'm saying? So, man, I think it's going to be the biggest match. I think it's going to happen at the end of the year.
Yep.
But right now we're stuck in July. There's a Tyson Fury and Dante Wilder number 3 that's going to happen. The fight that nobody talks about, Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. Yeah, and a lot of people are not talking about it yet because they're paying too much attention to the Tyson Fury fight. I really think I'll say this again. Jake is just doing it for the money, straight. Look, he's a young boy.
Well, you hear the way he talks. Then
they're like, nah, I'm.
He's a money talker.
He talks about money. No lie, he talks about money straight up to. He says, look, he wouldn't say it, but you can see that. Why are you calling out one of the legends? Look, Ty Woodley. I wouldn't say he doesn't have a long way to go, but he just needs to make a few adjustments in there, then he can go make his statement there. Yeah. But Kamaru Usman beat him, which, yeah. So, So obviously, the champions that are the UFC is focusing on is Francis Ngannou, because nobody's calling. Sorry to mention Khabib, man. I'm very, very sorry that I'm mentioning the UFC guys, but Khabib, I've never heard anything about him relinquishing his title yet.
Yep, me too.
I've never heard Khabib relinquishing his title yet.
You can look forward to Khabib coming back.
So just look forward to Khabib coming back. I understand his training.
I definitely am looking forward to him coming back.
Because he has to think about this. I mean, sacrificing your title here, because you must just understand this.
Crazy.
If you are, yes, if you're training UFC, you may still get paid, but if you relinquish your title, that means you know how many people are going to go after that title. That's including McGregor and Poirier,
you know,
because McGregor may become a two-time
champion.
A two-time champion. Poirier might become an official champion. Who knows? You get what I'm saying? There's people waiting for that title.
And
you know?
Hey, speaking about McGregor.
Yes.
McGregor always hypes up his fight. Last time I remember, they never had beef him and Poirier after Poirier beat him. I know he had.
Yeah. Yeah.
They left off on good terms. But now, it's like fighters do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
To look up to the fight, next thing we're fighting now. I'm pointing at you, telling you I'm going to kill you, trying to kick you. And it's
exactly,
not even the
yeah.
fight. So that's the thing about McGregor. I think he's a guy that likes
to hype up
I
the
think
fight. Yeah.
To you as a fighter also, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say McGregor is... Look, he is the richest UFC, he's the highest paid UFC firefighter today. But
athlete, actually. I think he only does. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but the thing is, he's not the greatest of all time.
Unfortunately.
Because, we can't define who's the greatest of all time in the UFC yet. Because there's Khabib, there's Adesanya, there's Ngannou, there's Stipe, there's Cormier, there's... Ooh. There's a lot of names that we can mention to say, hey, this guy is good, but what about this guy?
What about this guy?
But the guy you should look out for is Hakeem Dawodu, because did you know that Hakeem Dawodu is from Africa. He's a Canadian Nigerian.
Canadian.
Yes, okay. He's Canadian Nigerian. So please look out for him. So if Khabib loses his title, I'm looking at him to win the title, because he's really. Yo, Hakeem Dawodu, he's good. I'm telling you right now, because did you know if he wins the title, Africa will dominate the UFC, because Cameroon and three Nigerians.
That's Africa right there.
And let's not forget Du Plessis. Let's not forget Du Plessis, because Du Plessis was the longest EFC.
There's a perfect reason.
There's a perfect reason now. Now the UFC is going to rank, okay, Africa, and now you guys have the best fighters. Yeah, you know what Dana White is going to do? He's going to look for fighters in Africa now. That's what Dana White is going to do. He's going to start sending fighters. If you're that good in the UFC, they'll send you to the UFC, because you're competing with other countries now. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, that is it for today. Unfortunately, that is it for today. Yeah. But it's been good. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of him.
Of course. As always, it's been good. It's been real. From myself again, we're going to say peace out and God bless. This is a Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Calvin and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
@ActiveFM.